Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today and welcome to April. It's the first Sunday in April. And for those of you that may not know, April is Occupational Therapy Month. And I have two guests today. I have Karen Stumpo and I have Kim Emick here. And they are both, certified, licensed, registered occupational therapist. But usually you go by OTs, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So I want to thank you both for coming today. You know, it's I think what both of you do is so important for our community to really help people get back to doing what they need to do. And that's kind of what the show is today about, is about occupational therapists, what they do, what we can do to help you. So can you guys tell me, Karen, what is an occupational therapist?
An OT is a rehab professional that works with people across their lifespan in order to help them to be able to do all the things that they both want and need to do to take care of themselves, to take care of the people that are important to them, to be able to participate in all the things they enjoy in life.
Right.
So occupations include all those activities that you do during your day.
Mm-hmm. Which many people, I don't think, realize how much in, like, daily tasks that people do that they need to make sure that they function properly at, correct?
Correct. A lot of people misinterpret it and think that we only work with work,
right?
Because they think of occupation as being your vocation, your work, and occupation is actually everything that you do during the day. So it could be bathing, making a meal, caring for your mother. It can be anything,
right, that you need to be able to do to the best of your ability.
Correct.
Right. So kind of, so before we kind of go into more questions, Karen, how long have you worked for Way Memorial?
It'll be 27 years this
year. Wow. So. Wow. Yeah. And Kim, what about you? How long have you been at Way Memorial and also doing occupational therapy? I forgot to ask Karen that. Did you start your career here, Karen, at Way Memorial?
No, I've been an occupational therapist for 33 years.
Okay. But at Way Memorial, 27.
Correct.
And Kim, what about you?
I've been an occupational therapist 22 years. I've been with Wayne Memorial only 1 year, but growing.
Yes, yes. and we had met through our wellness committee, which was really nice because, you know, both of you are located outside the hospital. You know, we have two outpatient facilities for rehab. We have Route 6 Mall and we have the Delaware Street. So we'll give you that contact information a little bit. So we don't always get to see each other. So it's really nice to kind of, learn what you do on a daily basis and how much you, like I said, really help the community. So what are some of the reasons why people may be referred to an occupational therapist? Is it like...
They're referred, based on what their limitations are. If there's something that they're not able to do, they're referred to OT so that we can help them evaluate where their strengths are and how to compensate and build where the weaknesses are.
Okay. It's a little different than physical therapy, correct? Occupational therapy can...
For sure. So physical therapy looks at range and strength of legs, balance, how that affects their walking, the types of surfaces that they need to do. Occupational therapy looks at range and strength of the arms and how that affects their daily living. What is it that they need to do in the course of their day?
Right. So if someone maybe fell and hurt their elbow or, again, repetitive motions sometimes cause damage to the body too, where they may need therapy to strengthen maybe their hands or their arm or their shoulder, correct?
Correct.
Although shoulder may be physical therapy too. There's a fine line, right?
There is some overlap.
Sure.
So someone may be able to be referred to occupational therapy as well as physical therapy, right?
Correct.
But occupational therapy, you know, how would someone, so if someone was having an issue, how would they be referred to occupational therapy?
So they're physician, whether it's their primary care physician or a specialist that they're seeing, whoever it is, or nurse practitioner, physician assistant, any of those, could refer a patient to occupational therapy. They can fax a prescription, or the patient may bring it with them when they come for their initial visit.
Mm-hmm. So if like someone's out there listening today to our radio show, which I will tell you, people do listen to the radio show, especially at 7 o'clock in the morning when this is airing. What is a phone number that they can call to maybe to get more information about the occupational therapy programs here?
So for the Delaware Street location, which incorporates traditional OT, it would be 253-7325. And for the Route 6 location where Kim's located, she specializes in lymphedema. Mm-hmm. That phone number would be 253-7322.
Great, great. And for those of you that may not figure it out, yes, both Kim and Karen work for Wayne Memorial Hospital Rehab Services. And again, we have two outpatient locations here in Honesdale. Karen, I'm thankful that you mentioned about Kim's specialty, that you're a lymphedema specialist. Can you share with our audience, you know, what is lymphedema? And, you know, what kind of therapy you provide for them?
Lymphedema is an accumulation of fluid or swelling. It can be primary or secondary. Primary meaning congenital, but most of the diagnoses are secondary, occurring due to some sort of trauma. Can be cancer-related, vascular-related, post-blood clot, post-infection. So I treat that swelling that will enable them to get past their deficits, whether it's range of motion, weakness, or maybe it's just a risk of infection because of that accumulation of fluid to enable their daily living.
Right, right. Now, lymphedema can happen, you know, in the legs or the arms, right?
It can happen legs, arms, body, head, and neck.
Okay, wow, wow. And, you know, depending on the type of lymphedema that you mentioned, that their therapies are different and the length of therapy, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you help diagnose that, or does that come from the physician also?
I think our whole team helps diagnose this. The referrals come from the physician, of course, as Karen stated, but I think our whole team helps to diagnose it, because when somebody is being seen for either by PT, maybe for walking or ambulation disorders, they're of course going to look at the legs and say, oh, maybe a referral to lymphedema would help to get some of this swelling down so they can move their legs better. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Karen's looking at somebody's arm and saying, gee, they could get better range of motion if we worked on this swelling, and then we can collaborate with each other.
Right. And I like that word, collaborate. And it's really a team effort, right? So although they may be referred to, you know, or see one person, there may be more people involved in that treatment as things move on, right? And it's a team approach, you know, starting from the physician. You know, they may have to also have some radiology services to diagnose, or ultrasound maybe, right? And then you take that information and you work with them.
And that's why we work so well with our patients, because it is a team approach. It's us, the other clinicians, as well as the patient.
Right, right. So thank you for sharing that, because, you know, to be a certified lymphedema specialist, you have to go for special training for that, correct?
Yes.
And so that's above and beyond your original occupation.
License and certification,
right,
yes.
Right, which is really wonderful. So Karen, coming back to you, when you have a patient that is referred to you on your end, what can somebody expect when they come in? What kind of therapy / exercise or treatments that they may expect to do with you?
So that first visit is going to be a comprehensive evaluation. That's going to be what they will first encounter. And that's looking at all the things that they are able to do, and also those things that they're struggling to do, and then trying to take a look at what it is that's preventing them from doing what they want to do. What mm-hmm. are those things holding them back? And then together with that patient on the first visit, we'll set some goals, like Kim said earlier, that are focused on the things that they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And then goals that are also related to what we think might help them to achieve that. So together we come up with that. And then as far as their treatment goes, they may have some, you know, they may, depending on what they're coming for, it may include modalities. They could have hot packs, cold packs, paraffin, manual therapy, which might include, like in Kim's case, complete decongestive therapy, or in my case, it would just be manual edema mobilization. It could be soft tissue massage, joint mobilization, all kinds of things. and then activities as well as exercises. So we may, if too bad it's a radio show, I have a cabinet full of things that people can do that are activities that they'll use their arms, their hands, their bodies. I may have them in different positions or moving in different ways to help them to reach the goals that they want to reach and be able to do what they want to do.
Right. And so, you know, usually therapies may be for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, but you also teach them skills that they can continue to do possibly at home to prevent further injuries and prevent it from happening again, correct?
Absolutely.
And to preserve the progress that they make in therapy.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because that's so important. Like, you know, I've gone to physical therapy a couple of times, you know, and you go like 3 days a week. But I think what really helped me is to continue those exercises at home or whatever you're recommending in specific cases for occupational therapy, right?
And absolutely. It may be how to protect your joints.
Mm-hmm.
It may be about how to keep strength in other parts of your body to prevent injury to another part of the body. Reminding you to stay hydrated, to stretch frequently when you're doing things so mm-hmm. that you don't end up having to come back to see us again.
Right, right. So, you know, any recommendations, you know, with, again, we're not going to talk about any specific patients here on the show. We want to protect privacy. But do you see injuries that may occur that can be prevented in some of the cases, like falls or, you know, especially now with the summer months, people getting out and doing more activities?
Almost every time the visit starts out with the patient saying, I was doing something really stupid. But it's not the case. It's just that in our lives, we're so distracted
mm-hmm.
oftentimes and not paying attention, or we think we're going to do something, you know, I'm just going to do this. I know it's not safe, but it's real quick and I'm just going to get this done because I want to get it done. So it's, I think some of the things to do are just to always be observant of your surroundings right. to make sure that you are following safety precautions. If you're out walking, be observant of your surroundings so mm-hmm. that you're avoiding a tree root or a hole that you might trip in, or a patch of ice, or just sometimes mm-hmm. it can't be avoided. Sometimes
right.
you don't see it. But
right.
just making sure that you, mm-hmm. if you're out walking, wear appropriate footwear. Mm-hmm. That's another one.
And even you talked about different occupations, because occupational therapy to help with people with their daily activities, whether it be in a job or at home, or repetitive motion. Are those things that, like, if you work with somebody in a specific field that does things over and over with their hands or their wrists, is there recommendations that you may give to them after therapy to change their activity or with the way they may do something?
It might be using a piece of equipment that helps to do something rather than using your hand to maintain hold on something,
mm-hmm.
having something that holds it for you, like a book holder. Or it could be as much as, you know, as simple as stretching.
Right.
Just keep stretching frequently during the day. Move into different positions.
Mm-hmm.
Alter between tasks. Definitely stretch and stay hydrated are two things that I emphasize a lot. And
right.
move.
Right. I am amazed at how much hydration, when we talk about hydration, water and fluids are so important to our bodies and our joints and to keep our overall system working. Is that correct? Kim is,
yes.
I wish it can be.
Yep. Yes.
Kim shaking her head and, you know, and Karen verbalized that how important that is for everyone to do. You know, as myself as a registered dietitian, I would always, you know, when I did clinical outpatient therapy, I would be like, make sure you drink water. Make sure you drink at least 6-8 ounces glasses of water a day, right? To stay hydrated, which is so important. And I always just say, you know, when people would drink water, I don't like water. I'm like, I'll put some lemons or limes or some kind of fruit flavor into that just to stay hydrated, how important that is. Correct?
Yes.
And regular exercise is so important too.
And some of that, because I think, I don't know, for me anyway, a lot of patients say, oh, I'm not an exerciser, but some of that is definitely just their daily activity. They can incorporate it in their daily activity. That becomes their exercise.
Right, exactly, exactly. Getting up and just moving around is important for everyone. Well, I can't believe that, you know, we've gone through almost 15 minutes of talking. I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. I have Karen and Kim from Wayne Memorial Occupational Therapy from our rehab department. I want to thank you so much. Karen, can you give that phone number again if anyone has any questions that they would like to call?
So for the Delaware Street location, it is 253-7325. And for Kim at the Route 6 location, it is 253-7322.
Great. I'm going to thank you so much for both of you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.